It is 7:41 as we jump in to take a look at, well, bad criminals, bad criminal behavior. We start off with, you want to do the Florida story first?
Sure, go ahead.
You want to do the Florida story first?
Why not?
All right, here we go. On Friday, a man named John Ott of Boca Raton, Florida, was outside his house when his neighbor, 31-year-old Alberto Felipe, walked up and asked if he could borrow a cigarette.
I'm also known as Carlos Danger.
John said, no. No, you
can't
have
give him a
cigarette.
A smoke.
No, not going to give you a cancer stick. I'm sorry. Alberto responded a normal, traditional, regular way that you do in Boca Raton, which is traditionally an upscale neighborhood.
Stabbed him?
No. Went all Mike Tyson on him, grabbed him in a bear hug, and then bit off a big chunk of his ear.
Cool.
If I smoked and people came up to me and said, hey, can I have one?
Yeah.
My answer would be no almost all the What other thing do rules like that apply? If you have an ice cream, does someone say, can I come up and take a lick?
Yeah, but back in the old days, when I smoked, back in the ancient days, people did it all the time. If you were out or if, you know, but now with the cost of cigarettes, I'm not giving up one of a pack that costs me that much. There's no way.
John was rushed to the hospital with his ear dangling off by a piece of cartilage.
Nice.
Wow.
Doctors were able to reattach it. Alberto has been arrested and charged with felony battery. We now take a look at California. On Monday, a bank robber was foiled because the robber clearly did not put enough effort in elementary school. Learn how to write, kids. At 9:45 a.m., 29-year-old Jamal Garrett walked into a Wells Fargo bank branch in Antioch, California. I'd almost want to live in a place named Antioch.
Really?
And this is the hand grenade of Antioch.
The holy hand grenade.
Yes. Three is to which you shall count. He did not say anything, but handed the teller a note, they think, demanding money. His handwriting was so bad, the teller could not figure out what he had written. And since he wasn't saying anything, the teller went to get her manager to help decipher it. This guy stood there while they're trying to figure it out.
Sort of like a prescription from a doctor, right?
This was enough to kind of scare him off, and he ran. Police tracked him down a few hours later, arrested him for attempted bank robbery. He also has an outstanding warrant for a parole violation. Now, wait a minute. If the note is illegible, how can they charge him with attempted bank robbery?
His defense attorney will get him off of that.
This actually
says I'm looking for the bathroom.
It says I'd like to make a withdrawal. He didn't realize this was. That's going to be challenged. That's going to be the defense.
What other thing would you write on the back of a deposit slip at the bank? There's nothing that you would write.
You're
there.
Cute. What are you doing
maybe
for dinner
asking
tonight?
For a date with the teller?
Hello, baby. Could you count those bills slower? Yeah, that you know. And here's a lesson. All right, this is what teachers, are you listening?
Penmanship counts.
Use this. Use this as a lesson. Now, some of you children are going to end up robbing a bank. You're not going to be a productive member of society.
Yeah, teach that.
So, listen, I'm talking to you, little Johnny. You're a troublemaker.
Your wife will never let you in her classroom, will she?
Oh, we've had that discussion before. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't learn to write legibly, the cops are going to nab you, and you're not going to get the bank robbing money. All right, we now move to Kentucky. On Sunday, a 42-year-old inmate in Lexington, Kentucky, named Robert Vick, broke out of jail wearing only his prison-issued clothes and a light jacket.
Right.
Which was much less than he needed, considering the temperature in Lexington was in the single digits.
Yeah.
He broke into an abandoned farmhouse, stole some clothes, spent the night in a barn. Overnight, it went to 20 below zero.
Yeah.
The next day, he said he'd had enough, walked back to a nearby motel, asked them to call the cops, and turned himself back.
You're going to break out of jail. If you're going to break out of prison, do it in the summer.
It's like, hey, man, it's cold out, you know. Sit down. Sit down.
Goody.
I was just
it's
adjusting.
My favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, we take a look at showbiz. Kim Kardashian apparently may have photoshopped some of her workout selfies that she posted. Now, seriously, you can tell that some of them are fake because in the background there's a book. Now, Queen Latifah's daytime show has been renewed for a second season. Yay! Analysts credit its popularity to viewers who think she's Oprah. Rapper Young Jeezy was arrested in Atlanta for battery, false imprisonment, and making terroristic threats against his own son.
He's one of your faves, isn't he?
Oh, sure. Young Jeezy. Yeah. I like Young Jeezy and his son, Younger Jeezy. O.J. Simpson is revealing that he has a cancerous brain tumor. However, the tumor insists that it's innocent and vows to spend the rest of its days searching for the real cancer. In the world of politics, Janet Yellen has been appointed chairwoman of the Federal Reserve. Now, this is significant because it's the first time a woman has held the position in the central bank's 100-year history. Downside is, this is just what we need, more Yellen in Washington, D.C. Last, Rob Ford may have broken Toronto's election laws by listing his office phone lines on his website for re-election as mayor. That's sad to hear. That's not good news at all. Apparently, it's the first time Rob Ford's ever broken a law involving lines without snorting them. And that has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good. You know the line. And not for evil.
So I'm at the U.S. Open. We bought a pretzel, and it was for $5.25. They really mark up the prices at the sporting events. Like, they were selling peanuts for $6 a bag, which... peanuts is like the universal symbol for like nothing, you know. They're paying me peanuts around here, you know. The price of peanuts went up, I guess, and they're $6 a bag. That's like Armageddon prices. Like if the sky was black and there's like, you know, unicorns like flying around, shooting lasers out of their hooves, you know. Peanuts would be $6 a bag, and there'd be like one guy who's trying to sell them for $8, and everyone'd be like, that guy's crazy. We bought a pretzel for $5.25 and it tasted like garbage. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it seemed like they went to a landfill with like a mold or whatever. I don't know how you make pretzels, but then they're just like, you know, and off to the open, because when I tried to put it in my mouth, like, it rejected it. It was like, this is not food, you know, and,
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.